is Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour of the program, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, all the features on our site, we give away. Those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours is free. FreeTalkLive.com. Take the StartPage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine. We'll talk about them in a moment. And experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. And now, you also have complete privacy, if you want it, in your search results, in that you can click through their proxy link over at startpage.com. When you get the search results, there's a proxy link for each result, and you can literally anonymously surf to the results of your search. All of it's free, by the way, over at startpage.com. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. Speaking of the Big Brother search engine, Dale, you've got something from cracked.com about those folks.
Yep. At Google. 5 reasons you should be scared of Google. You'd be hard-pressed to find a company more beloved than Google, right? And why not? They make the Internet easier to use, pamper their employees, and foot the bill for YouTube, even though it loses money like it's a gambling problem made of cocaine. Unfortunately, much of what is awesome about Google also makes them increasingly terrifying with each passing day. Number 5 is Google has all the answers about you. Misconception, before Google, if you were curious about some weird sexual position, you had to go to an older sibling or classmate. This would result in an either hilarious but ultimately fulfilling sexual misadventure, or, if you didn't go to high school in a teen comedy, a mortifying nickname that followed you all the way to college. Google wasn't the first search engine to take the human interaction out of that process. It was just the best at finding the information you were looking for. And as long as you were sure to delete your search history afterwards, you could read up on any kind of messed up, degenerate behavior you wanted without another human soul ever knowing.
Mm-hmm.
The reality... Well, I'm really good at self-censoring at this point with these. I read these articles.
Because the cracked articles are fairly vulgar.
They don't restrain themselves from using vulgarity, that's right. So the reality, as it turns out, Google records everything you enter into its search engine. The lonely night a few months back when you Googled... I'm not even going to say that. That's stored on Google servers, correlated with your IP address and pretty shocking amount of other personal information.
Escorts.
Right. So that's stored on their servers, correlated with IP address.
But they don't know who did the searching, because if it's coming from, if you've got a house with a few computers in it, you've got a whole family of computers, they're all on that same IP address, right? So how is Google going to know whether it was you or your loved one that was doing that search?
Do you really want them to give your loved one a linked, a search related to what it was you were searching for, or, an advertisement related to that kind of search?
Maybe you shouldn't be hiding things from your loved ones.
Yeah.
Well, there's an awful lot of information associated with a certain account, and, and I think
if you're talking about you're logged in as somebody, then yeah, clearly. But if you're just on their website anonymously, as far as not logging in with a Google account.
I have a Google account, and
you might be wrong about some of this, too. I mean, that's what I'm about to get into next.
All right, fine.
But they're not just passively stalking you via your weird searches. If you use Google to help you navigate the web, there's a good chance they've installed a cookie onto your browser that logs every web page you visit, every form you fill out, and every conversation you have. Google sees it all and stores it for at least 9 months.
Now, how can a cookie do all of that? I mean, I'm not a web expert. I thought a cookie was just a static piece of data that is left on your computer to typically help you log back into a website, or to help a website remember certain things about you that if you've set up a certain specification on the site in some way, as far as you've customized it in some way, the cookie will help you your browser remember that the next time you come back to it. Or, for instance, when you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, Amazon sets a cookie on your computer that says, this is from free. You visited through Free Talk Live.
It's just information. I mean, right, it's information stored on your computer.
It said there that...
And then they can read it. So they can, if you're accessing them fairly regularly enough...
Okay, but the claim was that the cookie records every website you visit.
It may very well be.
That's what the claim just said, right?
Yeah, I know that the thing about cookies is you do have considerable control over them if you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. But can a cookie, what I'm asking you, and you're a tech guy, can a cookie actually record all of the websites you visit? This is not my understanding of what a cookie can do.
I don't know off the top of my head. I haven't programmed much with cookies.
Okay. If anybody out there, I'm sure.
I remember looking them up once to make a cookie one time for a program, and it's been a long time, and I don't recall.
I'm sure there's somebody out there that can clarify this, one of our tech expert listeners. Is this even possible, or is the cracked article referencing like malware? Are they talking? Because I can understand.
It's very possible that they're putting the data into this cookie as you browse, and then
that would require some sort of a browser plugin or malware.
Well, if you're using Google for everything you do, that's
lots of websites use Google Analytics,
mm-hmm,
and
true.
They use Google AdWords, and those you know, because of that,
which we do,
yeah, but because of that, the cookie can identify you as who you are. To Google.
And you're
way.
Telling me this because somebody told you that, right?
I am a super genius. No, in fact, one of my...
Because I won't take your word for that one.
I haven't programmed much at all for quite a while, other than like my own web page and stuff like that, and I have not programmed cookies for a while. So I am somewhat speculating, I admit that right
But
away.
I've heard the same assertion that I just made previously. Is that because Google has, you know, Google is on just about every site out there, either through Google AdWords or Google Analytics or, you know, Google this and Google that.
So, yeah, Google Analytics could see the cookie theoretically, right, and then say, oh, this is that user, and we know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I think it's a combination of different things in using the cookie, the fact that all those things that, and so many people using Google applications. So Consumer Advocate Group. Privacy International says 9 months is the best-case scenario. Even if you only use a few of Google's free services, the company retains a large quantity of information about that user, often for an unstated or indefinite length of time, without clear limitation on subsequent use. Of course, Google is in the business of getting you what you're looking for, and knowing everything about you makes it better at its job. When you type, I'm not going to say that either. When you type a dirty word into your search window that's for a certain sexual act, we're not going to go into detail here, Yahoo might return a LeBron James highlight reel, but Google knows better. See, that would be a funny joke if you knew what I'd actually said, but I couldn't say it. Google's many products work better the more it knows about you. Plus, it's not like any actual people will ever read all the dirt they have stored on you.
Well,
not until they have a reason to ask for it.
Right,
anyway.
Unless law enforcement comes to Google and says, we need to see the search history of so-and-so. Then
Google has a funny record of dealing with the government. I'm not saying that they're all fired, ready to do it, but they, you know, you never know exactly how they're going to do what they're going to do.
And they get into that later in the article, too, about Google and the government.
Yeah.
So in 2009, Google CEO Eric Schmidt warned users, if you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. So maybe it's time to stop treating Google like a smarter, more trustworthy older sibling who has all the answers and more like a friend you trusted until you found the notebook where they track all of your bowel movements.
But they track your bowel movements, is that what it said?
Yeah. No matter how much good advice they offer you and how many times they claim the drawer full of hair they collected from your shower drain is just in case, you'll never feel totally comfortable around them again. So,
what number are we on right now?
That was five. We're on number four now.
So, okay, we're going down the list from five to number one. The five things that you should allegedly be frightened about in regards to Google.
And number four is Google isn't like other companies, unless you count Microsoft. So the misconception is everyone knows that corporations can't be taken at their word. If Coca-Cola changed the slogan from enjoy to don't commit rape, everyone would assume they're dissolving date rape pills and Diet Cokes. But when Google made Don't Be Evil its unofficial motto, the media and the public in general pretty much took it at face value. It certainly seemed to check out with all the free stuff they kept giving us.
Well, the stuff isn't free. It's an exchange for your personal information, essentially.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're data mining your info. They're keeping all of those emails on your Google email account, which, by the way, the amount of space you can store on your Google email is constantly going up. So unless you get a whole
not
bunch,
as fast as my email is.
Unless you get a whole bunch of attachments in your email, you will have unlimited email storing space.
I have
Google.
To erase stuff.
Really, I've never had to erase anything.
Yeah, you don't send and receive the kind of.
You're not sending a lot of audio, are you?
I get commercials back and forth.
Okay, all right. Well,
how do you think the commercials get here?
If you're just doing the average email account, it's likely that you'll never have to erase your emails. And so that's a lot of information for them to mine about you and learn about you and sell your info. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including our webcam. You can go and get interactive with other listeners because the cam is combined with our chat room, both on the same page. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's all completely free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
You know, if those who have been listening to the show for a while know that my wife and I have had our son on this product called BabyReadingKit.com. And the other day, we were really surprised. And this week, basically, our son, Jack, started reading, right? You know, reading is a funny word for a two-year-old. He can look at words, certain words, and identify them with the, you know, the noise that you make when you see it. So you can see, he can see the written word yellow on a flashcard and say yellow. And there seems, there's no other indication on the flashcard that it's yellow. It's not like the word is written in yellow or anything like that, in which he can identify the color. But you can go see this amazing feat at babyreadingkit.com. We took some video of it, and the folks at babyreadingkit.com put the video up on their website, and you can go see my son Jack reading these flashcards. It's about a 2-minute video, so I won't take up too much of your time. But your child can learn to do this too, and I think it gives them a real jump start for school and learning and life. It's babyreadingkit.com. It's nothing about pushing your child into doing something soon or anything like that. There's videos there that Jack enjoys watching. He asks for them. He brings the flashcards to my wife to play with. He wants, it's a game for him. And it can be for
learning
your child.
Should be fun.
Yeah. If it's not, they're not, he's not going to do it. I don't know how a parent pushes a child to do anything, quite frankly, because ours isn't going to be pushed to do this. Babyreadingkit.com. It's been a blessing for our family, and it can be a blessing for yours. Babyreadingkit.com.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Dale, you're sharing with us from crack.com 5 things to be frightened of in regards to Google, and we're on number 4.
Yep. So most of the goodwill purchased by Google over the past dozen or so years can probably be traced to the fact that they create some of the best applications on the web. That's what you were talking about, Ian.
Sure.
And don't ask you to pay for a single damn one of them. So why shouldn't we treat Google differently? They don't even seem all that interested in making money. They're just here to make our lives easier.
Except they're making a ton of money.
Oh, they'd probably be a charity if charities weren't so gay. The reality, Google is not a magical fairy
cloud. I'm offended by you using that term gay as though it's a bad thing.
Well, they did. I'm just saying, you know.
It's so silly.
It is getting silly, but
I just don't like when they do that.
I think that means Harley Rider now, though, but I don't know.
Harley
I think that's only fag. Fag means Harley Rider. But
why does it mean that? That's a terrible
South
thing.
South Park said.
People on Harleys.
South Park. If South Park says it, then, you know.
It must be true.
It becomes part of the mainstream culture.
So. All right.
The reality is Google is not a magical fairy cloud of technology that exists purely to help you find information. That's Wikipedia. Google is a corporation. Their goal is to acquire as much of the world's money as possible. They are not driven by the desire to not be evil any more than Sprite is driven by a desire to be subliminal. If they...
Well, I think that you can, having Don't Be Evil as a company moniker is not a bad thing, and I think that just being that big and using that as your company moniker is a good thing for the world in general, because it makes people think about, oh, yeah, being evil bad. but, you know, I think that a company has an attitude.
I don't know. I think it's Do No Evil, but that's what I thought it was.
I thought it was Don't Be Evil, but anyway.
Okay.
You know, a company has a corporate atmosphere. Every company that I've worked for has had a corporate atmosphere. And, you know, I can only assume that Google's is pretty good. Everything I've heard about people who work there, it's good.
Yeah. So they conceded that. It's a great place to work.
And that in and of itself means that they're doing pretty good stuff. You know, if you're working for a company that's doing evil stuff,
it could just be a good, I mean, it's a good business plan, you know. If you know that, if you realize that having, you know, keeping your employees happy will actually result in a better product, then...
Well, that's what we talked about
but
last
keeping
night.
Keeping your employees happy is partially doing a good service, because who knows what you're providing your customers better than your employees?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be happy working at a place that I know is treating people bad.
Well, what did we talk about last night? The magazine cruise where kids are allegedly abused.
Yes,
and
but they're not happy. They leave.
That's what I'm saying. They're treating their employees poorly.
Yes.
So Google is doing a good thing. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. I don't like your tone of voice.
If they ever even so much as hinted that they were in the business of not being evil in a situation where that involved not making money, whomever dropped that hint would immediately be relieved of their job. In the words of Scott Cleland, who has made a career of watching Google and ringing the, seriously, I think these people might be vampires alarm, Google does not work for users. Google works for advertisers and website publishers, which provide virtually all of Google's revenues. Google Ads are responsible for 97% of their billions of dollars of revenues.
We do, and Free Talk Live is one of their advertisers. So we do advertise with the Free Talk Live AMP program, sending some of our AMP dollars to the Google AdWords program to make it so that when people type in things like libertarian talk radio or just talk radio into Google, they will find Free Talk Live. And it's worked very well for us so far.
Google Maps, Google Earth, Google Talk, Google Reader, Gmail. Everything Google has ever given you for free is funded by these little blue lines of text that appear at the top of your Gmail account or in the sidebar of your search results.
I think it's wonderful. I mean, because it's really unobtrusive.
I never use them.
The Google Ads.
Never.
Sometimes I'll click on, it's rare that I click on an ad, but sometimes they've got the little news things that flash at the top of your email account. And sometimes I'll click on those. Sometimes they show me some really interesting news stories.
So I
can't even recall the last time I clicked on a Google ad.
I think I may have looked up the news like you say there, but sometimes I accidentally click on one and then it'll open up in another page,
mm-hmm.
and then I quickly turn it off and go back to whatever I was doing. I have, however, one time looked at the recipe for spam, the new recipes for spam that they're always on there because
I will say
spam
one,
is on all email.
I will say one thing as I'm a publisher, so I have Google Ads on Anarchy in Your Head that has Google Ads. When I make money, when I was using AdWords and I stopped using it because I didn't feel like it was paying back for what I didn't feel like it was justifying the cost for me personally. But when I was I think that's partly because my model is just the ads. That's how I make money.
Yeah.
You know, what little bit I make on Anarchy Head is from the ads. And so, you know, advertising for something, so they'd come to my page and then click ads I don't know that necessarily worked. You need to be selling something, I think. But what I found is that one thing that bugs me is that they expect me to pay them every month. You know, I might spend $5 worth of advertising, and they want, you know,
they want
a credit of $5.25 that month right away, or they will cancel it. And they mm-hmm. have. Like, there was a brief interruption where my bank thought there was some fraud or something, so they didn't pay it briefly, and boom, they cut me off, just like that. And meanwhile, I don't get a check from them until I hit a balance of $100.
Yeah, sweet, nice deal.
So I get all my check. If I get a check from them, it's always more than $100. And however
you
long
you should
it takes
boycott
to get them. Well, that's just it. You know, who do you go through instead? You know, it's like I love the idea of the free market. I'd like to see some free market competition with them for advertising.
They're out. The competition's out there, and they're just not as good.
Well, they're not collecting all this detailed data on people, perhaps. So you talk about these ads.
Wait a minute. Isn't Facebook essentially some level of competition to Google?
They're going to buy them at some point anyway.
You think?
Well, that's another thing. They talk about that.
Have you used Facebook's email?
Oh, it's horrible.
I'd rather have my finger run through a pencil sharpener.
No,
it's awful.
I just meant for advertising. It's not real email, Mark. It's just internal Facebook stuff. You can't get out external email.
Nightmare. Hate it.
There's more coming up at 800-259-9231. Google, are you afraid of them? Well, there's some reasons why crack.com thinks you should be. It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-299. 5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. Toll free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are there and they're for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include stuff like our archives. You can click back, go all the way to the beginning of 2009 if you go into our podcast. All of it's free for you over at freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website, whether it's a personal blog or complete business e-commerce business website, with their web builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTLs and Free Talk Live. Sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on what we're discussing, or you can bring up anything. Dale is sharing with us a story from Crack.com where they're looking into five things that they believe that are pretty scary that Google is busily doing that regards your privacy. And I think we're still number four, right, Dale?
Yeah.
Let's pick it up.
So that is, Google collects information about you. It uses what it knows about you to target ads specifically to your personal taste.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Google is able to maintain a near monopoly in online advertising despite never having used a single boob.
It's a lot like the movie Minority Report, where Tom Cruise walks into the store and there's a little mannequin at the front of the store, a robot or something like that, that recognizes him and says, "Oh, well, last time you were here, you bought this. We thought you might like this." So it's kind of a more in-depth version of that because they know a whole lot more about you. They know a lot about you at Google.
Yeah, I think it's sort of that ubiquitousness of information being spread and shared everywhere and all the time that was really creepy about that movie.
Yeah, it was creepy.
People getting eye scanned everywhere they went, sometimes for security purposes, by most likely by the government, presumably, as they're getting onto bus trains and buses and things like that. And that's the thing, is all this information is just out there and it's available and possibly to other entities besides Google that would want to get their hands on it.
Yeah, it scares me more when the government gets their hands on this information.
Well, that's the thing.
Them selling ads doesn't bother me.
Right. Well, that's just it. It's there. And then what is it going to take if the government comes and says, "Give us that information"?
That's all it'll take.
It's actually a pretty brilliant business model. The more ads they sell, the more free apps they're able to give you. The more free apps they give you, the more goodwill they generate. The more you use their products and believe that they're not evil and are willing to tell them about yourself. The more they learn about you, the more lucrative their ads become and the more money they make. It's a brilliant business model. Whereas the woman who Obama put in charge of Department of Justice's antitrust division calls it a repeat of Microsoft. Just like Microsoft in the early 90s, Google was accused of using all those free apps and all that goodwill to stomp out all competition. The European Union has launched an official antitrust inquiry. Google, for its part, has responded to the claims by doing a creepily accurate impression of Microsoft in the 90s. They've made a deal with Sony to set Chrome as the default browser on all Vio computers, and the upcoming Chrome OS will only work with one browser. Guess which? They're using their enormous market share to outspend the competition. Remind you of anyone? And, here's the thing. Okay, now hold on. I know you're very quick to defend, you know, it's a private company, so they can do what they want and all that stuff. And what's the big deal if they have a monopoly that way?
But it's not a monopoly.
I don't know that a monopoly could exist in a free market for very long or for any period of time. But do you think that Google could have the massive, amount of money that they have and stuff? Could they have and it is power, that much money. If they did not have the benefit of government, you don't think that Google as a corporation is not benefiting massively from things like copyright laws or patent laws and things like that? Probably, you know, I think to a large extent, copyright laws, I'm sure Google is benefiting massively from. Do you think that they would be able to maintain this massive market share without government privileges?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how much a patent really factors into their. I mean, obviously, patent's going to help.
Or copyright more than patent.
Well, it's going to protect them from other people ripping off their software, right? I mean, that's the idea that they're benefiting because these intellectual property concepts exist.
Well,
Google's email system.
Can you even begin to fathom all the benefits that large corporations get from government? How hard is it to compete with them because you can't start up? And how hard do the regulations impede a little startup versus Google?
Yeah, but Google was a little startup at some point. I mean, so they got from point A to where they are now.
But that's not what's going to cause the backlash. What's going to cause the backlash is when they start doing this monopoly bullcrap that Microsoft did. Mm-hmm. You can't. Do you use
what monopoly
any,
bullcrap?
I'm telling it to you right now. You can't use any other browser with the Google OS than their Chrome.
That's not monopoly. That's their business model.
It is a monopoly inside their browser. You can only
they
use
They have no
one.
Obligation to allow
they
you.
They don't have an obligation to do anything. But no, this is what makes people mad about Microsoft.
It
is a monopoly inside of
If I look at a company and if I see they seem to have a monopoly, I know if they appear to have a monopoly.
How about exclusivity?
I look at that and I think there's no possible way they could hold on to that if there was truly a free market. If it weren't out for government,
there's Linux, there's Mac, there's Windows.
You could have other OSs. That's not the complaint. What the complaint is going to be, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm not telling you it's right, wrong, good, bad, or anything.
Yeah.
But people start to backlash when they have fewer choices, and when Google starts delivering fewer choices, not more.
That's when they'll start to die.
Right.
So they're going to sign their own death warrant then. I wouldn't be complaining about it.
I'm not complaining about anything.
If I don't like Google Chrome, I'll use a different operating system.
I'm not complaining about anything.
You can always complain. I mean, you can not like their business model and you can not like what they're doing. It's,
Yeah, I think it's kind of a silly thing for them to do, but they're going to do what they're going to do, right? And I think monopoly is an inappropriate term for that. That's all.
Inside that system, it would be exclusive. That's what people think of as monopolies.
Google, for its part, has responded to the claims by doing a creepily accurate impression of Microsoft in the 90s. They've made a deal with Sony. Oh, I've already said that.
Right.
Sorry. So number three, Google is big because they're smart and too big to continue to be smart.
This is true. Once you get too big, you become a bureaucracy. The bigger a company gets, the more bureaucratic it becomes. Mark and I used to work for Clear Channel, which at one time, and may still be, but at one time was the largest holder of radio stations
across the country. Oh, it's the largest holder of radio stations.
Is it still? Because they divested a whole lot of their stations, hundreds of them, a few years ago.
Still, who's bigger?
I don't know.
Nobody.
I haven't been paying attention to that.
Not even close.
They sold off a lot of their stations.
Yeah, almost half.
They also went private. I'm recalling correctly. So basically the public business model for Clear Channel once they got big enough, just wasn't working anymore. They couldn't make it work. They couldn't. Yeah. They had to sell their assets. Mm-hmm. So, again, once a company gets too big, even with the intellectual property things that you were talking about, they just get too big for their britches and they start to fail.
So the misconception is that Google as a company has managed to do one pretty incredible thing, accrue a scary amount of power without being corrupted by it. If we had the money and influence Google enjoys, you can bet we'd flaunt the crap out of it. You don't hear about Google sweatshop employees or suicides in their Chinese factories or attempts to flood their customers with spyware. If we're going to have a monopoly, it might as well be Google. The reality, everything we've covered so far, the spying, the advertising networks, have been the result of Google's algorithm working on autopilot. You'll probably be comforted to know that there's not some guy sitting on Google's campus analyzing what ad to serve based on your uniquely weird taste in music and pornography. All the dirt they've got on you are all just ones and zeros in a complex equation that works incredibly well. But things get a lot clumsier when something in the algorithm isn't working and humans behind the scenes have to make a decision. Unfortunately, when you control how most of the world interacts with the Internet, there's no such thing as a fair decision. In February 2010, DMCA claimed Google deleted a bunch of blogs from their blogger service, even though many of the bloggers didn't do anything. Some of them had deals with record labels and bands. Many of the stricken bloggers received no warning whatsoever, which is in direct violation of Google's own policy. And it isn't the first or the only time Google's done something like this. Remember that preposterous brouhaha between Anonymous and the religion with all the space Nazis and nuclear volcanoes? Google took a side, and they deleted the Anonymous AdSense account.
Really?
And burned the YouTube account of a journalist about to release an expose on the church. The expose
contained no copyrighted
material, but Google killed it anyway.
Google protected the Church of Scientology?
They also locked an anti-Scientology website called Xenu.net away from the rest of the Internet.
That's really creepy. 1-800-259-9231. That's the
Sickle. Scientologists just sue people. Do they really, do they care that much? They want to be sued.
Mm. Sickle CAI toll free line. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Welcome up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Time enough for your thoughts here in the remaining moments of the program, of the weekday program. Because we do have our live Saturday show as well, of course, so you'll be able to join us for that tomorrow night. Of course, Dale is here with us from anarchyinyourhead.com. But I want to make sure I make the big announcement. I haven't really been teasing it very much. We've been busy with the show, and I haven't really thought too much about it. But I was inspired today, and I don't really know what it was that inspired me, but, you know, inspiration comes. I think it was in the shower at the time. And yeah, I figured that it's time now to add some extra content to Free Talk Live. And so we're going to launch this weekend the Free Talk Live Sunday edition. It's going to be the same time slot, so the 7 to 10 at night Eastern time slot, and it's going to be different because it's going to be co-hosts only. So I will, if I'm on it, it'll only be because I'm filling in or something like that, and I'll be in the third chair. And I will be there probably for the first few to get everybody trained and make sure everything's working smoothly. But as far as on-air is concerned, I may not even be on this Sunday. I know, Dale, you're going to come in. I think Curtis is going to be there, and we'll figure out who else is going to be in as well. But basically, the idea that I had was, okay, well, we've got these co-hosts. They all have opinions, and a lot of the time, Mark and I dominate the show. Because we've been doing this a long time, and we know radio. And
it's my damn show, and these interlopers make me angry.
And so the third host, while I do my best to attempt to bring them into a conversation as often as possible, or to encourage them to participate as often as possible, sometimes it can just be difficult on a show with three people on it for that third person to get in as often as they might like to get in and share their opinions. So you listen to Mark and I blather on six nights a week the majority of the time. Now you'll be able to listen to people like Dale or Luther or Curtis.
It's definitely going to be a challenge at first because, you know, it's kind of a downside that you don't get to talk as much. But at the same time, now I have to fill up
three hours,
on my own with the help of another person who's not used to speaking, who's also not used to filling up that much time. So.
Right.
I hope you guys are going to bear with me. So
that, yeah, I'm sure there are going to be some mistakes made, and that's okay. That's why we're doing the Sunday show. You know, it's not like we're going to throw you guys on to Saturday nights with 70 radio affiliates. So Sunday nights, you're going to. It's not even going to be a syndicated show. It's just going to be something that'll appear on our live
streams.
Initially. Maybe down the line it will become syndicated.
Who knows? Maybe some radio stations will want a Sunday night show.
Oh, I know that stations want Sunday night shows.
Yeah,
so
I know that's
the case.
That's the easiest time to get on live.
But I'm not going to come to them and say, here, you know, put these amateurs on. I mean, basically.
Sure.
I'm not going to do that. So you got to
give it a little time.
Got to get some time to get seasoned a little bit before.
Wait until we've embarrassed ourselves a few times on the air.
Yeah, because we're so much better.
I embarrass myself every week on the air. So that doesn't end. end. The on-air embarrassment never ends, because when you're doing 3 hours of live radio, inevitably you're going to say something you didn't mean to say, or you're going to flub something up that you...
And then Mark's going to ream me.
Well, Mark might not be here. Again, there may be some weeks where Mark and I
might sit in. Someone will say something on the FTL BBS, and it'll get back to Mark, and Mark will go, what?
I don't
know
how
it's
all
going
to play out. I don't know how it's all going to play out.
All of our advertisers are going to leave us because of what you said, Dale.
First of all, I don't even know if we're going to have advertisers for the Sunday show initially.
They're still going to leave you, even though they're not on the Sunday show. Sorry. No.
Well, nonetheless, I'm not worried. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward this, and we're actually going to start it this weekend. So as of this weekend, Free Talk Live goes 7 days a week. And it's thanks to the fact that we've got great sponsors on board, like MemoryDealers.com.
Yeah, Memory Dealers is the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s.
I forgot to mention, by the way, they bring you the Free Talk Live webcam.
I didn't mention that earlier. And these the discounted optical transceivers, they were 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's MemoryDealers.com. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So basically the way it's going to work is this Sunday, of course, if you listen at LibertyRadioNetwork.com, you hear Free Minds Radio. They do a show from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, and then at 7 we'll start off with the first ever Free Talk Live Sunday edition, and it will be produced live. It will be produced here in the studio. It will sound just like Free Talk Live, except without Mark or myself. And so it'll give folks like Dale and Curtis and Luther and the rest of the people you hear so often in our third chair the opportunity to host the show in the main seat, or the opportunity to sit in Mark's seat and take the secondary role. And so, you know, I think what we'll probably do, Dale, is you'll be on the main seat for 1 week. Curtis will do the main seat 1 week. Luther will do it 1 week. Sam will do it 1 week. That kind of thing. And then you guys can all figure out, well, who's going to be the second person on each week, and bring in some new voices into the third chair. That way we can get activists up here in the area better comfortable with doing radio and producing a show, and getting people some experience.
We'll learn a little bit about the technical side over time as well,
yes,
right?
That as well. So again, diversifying the amount of voices that you can hear on this program, and giving people the experience that they need to maybe expand out into future programs. Who knows where this will go to in the future, as people maybe they feel like they take a real liking to doing radio. I don't know where it's going to go, but I know that our listeners are going to get another 2 hours to listen to every single week if they want to, because after you take out the commercials.
Streaming listeners will get three.
Correct. And so it'll be available through our podcast. It will be available live on the stream. So you guys, we can produce the full show here without having our syndicate on board. GCN, they're great to us, but they've got a Sunday night show already, so maybe we can talk to them about that down the road. But so we can produce the full show here. We can take phone calls. The amp lines will be open. We've got special lines in here in the studio, the same numbers we use when we do the after shows. It'll be internet only, so you guys won't have to be too concerned about language, but if we do take it later on to the radio, it probably won't be a bad idea to be practiced at not cursing. So
yeah,
maybe
pretend.
Should probably pretend like you're on the radio. So I'm pretty excited about
this. But we don't
have
to cut someone off suddenly if it happens.
Yeah, there's no way to dump anybody for the Sunday show.
Okay.
So it'll be internet only for the time being. It'll be available on both the Free Talk Live and Liberty Radio Network streams, just like our regular 6-night-a-week show. So as of now, it's a 7-night-a-week show. Or I guess as of Sunday, it'll be a 7-night-a-week show. And I'm pretty excited about it. So.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
That's one of the advantages to calling your show Free Talk Live, as opposed to the Ian
Mark
and
Ian
show.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's continue.
I like that better.
Let's continue here, Dale. I know there's a little bit more to this story. I don't know if we're going to get to every single bit of it. In fact, maybe we'll go extended.
No, we're not going to get to every bit of it. I know that.
We will go extended.
I could probably finish up where we are.
Okay.
I'm okay with a little bit of extended too. So they basically, the exposé contained no copyrighted material. This is about Scientology critics, mm-hmm. But Google killed it anyway. They also locked an anti-Scientology website called Xenu.net away from the rest of the internet.
When you say they locked it away, I presume that means you cannot find Xenu.net through Google?
X-E.
I don't know the details of that. I'm sorry, they don't go
into
it.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
To be fair, when the Church of Scientology published the names of several members of Anonymous,
I just
Google
found it, by the way.
Right action and
just as an aside, I just found Xenu.net for Google.
I think it's probably back by now.
Yeah. So it's temporary.
I don't know if maybe they had to go through a different way or something. To be fair, when the Church of Scientology published the names of several members of Anonymous, Google took the right action and banned their YouTube account. Then they reopened it. Right around the same time, AdSense was gorged with thousands upon thousands of ads for the church. We're not saying Google has become the brainwashed pawn of an evil New Age religion. The Church of Scientology has money to spend on advertising, and Google is too enormous to make reasonable decision in every corner of its sprawling empire. Of course, we don't have to ask you to imagine if Google actually decided to screw their users. Remember earlier this year when, and then it goes into the next part. And then it gets into number two.
Let's keep this going. We're going to go into extended overtime here. Our radio listeners can get more Free Talk Live after the radio show ends. We'll keep going on the internet, so you can tune in over there at listen.freetalklive.com. But we're going to keep going. Number two?
Yeah, we're into two and number one. Number two, Google will protect your data until they feel threatened. The misconception. Of course, we've yet to give you any real reason to not use their product. The reason people got fed up with Microsoft is that it sucked. Well, nobody's fed up with Google yet because Google has refused to suck. As long as they continue putting out a superior product, we'll keep using them. And as long as we keep trusting them, they have no reason to do anything shady with all that dirt they've got on us. Everybody wins. The reality. That's all correct so far. But it's easy to be the good guy when you're making so much money that the U.S. government feels the need to step in and essentially say, no fair. However, last spring, with the launch of Buzz, Google showed us how they might react in the face of a little healthy competition, and it was a panicky, pants-crapping mess.
What is Buzz? Is that one of their products?
Yes.
I mean,
it's sort of their it's their version of Facebook that they sort of incorporated into Gmail.
Oh.
Without
what
telling anyone
with
or
that?
Asking anyone.
Did it go anywhere? Okay.
Like the rest of us, the folks at Google had been reading that sites like Facebook are starting to usurp Google's place as the hub for most people's online lives. Basically, what they did is Buzz took everyone's information and broadcast it to everyone that you have email with. They basically assumed that, you know, you wanted to share everything, like on Facebook, and didn't ask anyone. And just did it. Just gave everyone the information.
Radio listeners, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And if you are online, stay tuned because we're going to go into extended overtime edition here in just a moment. Internet only in seconds.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book. System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.